Welcome back, everybody. Today we're doing a deep dive into AI and music publishing. We're looking at this article from Cyanite.ai. They published this on October 29th, 2024, so just last week.
Okay.
And they're a company that makes AI tools specifically for the music industry. So put yourself in the shoes of a music publisher. You have a massive library of music.
Right.
You got to find the perfect track for a film or a TV show or even a new ad campaign. The pressure is on. Time is ticking. You need to find it fast. And that's the problem that Cyanite is tackling.
Yeah, that's a really interesting point because we always talk about AI creating music, but the organizational aspect of it and just being able to sort through and understand all of these huge music catalogs. It's really fascinating.
Yeah. It's like a super-powered search engine that really understands music on this whole new level. And the article breaks it down into three key ways that publishers are using Cyanite to their advantage. So first up is how it's being used as an internal AI search tool.
Yeah, like upgrading your ability to find the right track within your own catalog, not just keyword searches anymore.
Right. So they have this feature called similarity search, where you can use a reference track to find songs with a similar vibe. So let's say you need something like Happy by Pharrell Williams for like a feel-good campaign. You can plug that into Cyanite. It'll scan your entire library and suggest tracks that have that same kind of energy and tempo and mood.
Yeah, it's almost like having an AI DJ that understands exactly what you're looking for, even if you can't quite put it into words yourself.
And then they take it a step further with their free text search.
Yeah.
And this is where things get really cool. It can understand complex prompts. So imagine typing in an entire scene description from a movie or even a creative brief.
Wow.
And Cyanite can analyze that.
Yeah.
And then suggest songs that fit that mood or that scenario.
So it really goes beyond simple keywords.
Right.
And actually starts to understand the context and the emotion behind what you're looking for.
And then they even have data visualizations like mood graphs and genre breakdowns. So you're not just guessing. You're pitching with data to back it up.
That's really important now, too, because clients are so data-driven that you have something to base your creative choices off of.
Absolutely. So that's how publishers are using it internally.
Right.
But it doesn't stop there. They're also enhancing platforms like Disco and Source Audio. Have you ever used those?
Yeah, Disco and Source Audio are basically like online libraries that publishers use to showcase their music to potential clients.
Exactly. And what Cyanite does is it automatically tags each track with detailed descriptors. So we're talking like mood, tempo, genre, even lyrical themes.
That's huge because it creates consistency across a publisher's entire catalog. I mean, when you're dealing with millions of tracks, having that level of detailed information for each one is really valuable.
Yeah, and the article quotes Aaron Mendelson. He's a digital asset manager at Reservoir Media. And he says Cyanite helps them ensure that consistent tagging, which is really important when they're adding music from new artists they've signed or from companies that they've acquired.
Yeah, it's like they're creating a universal language for music, which makes it so much easier to search and find exactly what you need.
And of course, better searchability means more placements for their music, which means more revenue. So we've covered internal searches and how Cyanite is boosting platforms like Disco. What's the third way publishers are using this technology?
Well, the third way is all about seamless integration. So Cyanite actually connects directly with a lot of different music content management systems, things like Repertoire, SingTank, Cadenza Box, and Harvest Media.
So it's not just a standalone tool. It's built into the systems that publishers are already using every single day.
Exactly. Working smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And for publishers that have their own custom software, Cyanite also offers an API so they can tap directly into its AI capabilities.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So it's really flexible. And speaking of flexibility, the article mentions that Cyanite can be used to analyze specific music trends, too. Like they have an article on their website where they did a deep dive into club sounds using their AI.
Wow, that's super interesting. I mean, having that ability to analyze what's trending in real time is super crucial for publishers because, you know, they need to stay ahead of the curve, understand what's resonating with listeners.
Absolutely. So to recap what we've learned so far, music publishers are using Cyanite in these three main ways. First, as an internal search tool to find that perfect track from their own catalog. Second, to enhance platforms like Disco by adding that AI-powered tagging and searchability. And third, by seamlessly integrating it with their existing content management systems.
So it really paints a picture of how AI tools like Cyanite are transforming the music publishing landscape. Publishers can work more efficiently, make decisions backed by data, and ultimately connect the right music with the right audience.
And the article even quotes Gaurav Mittal. He's the CTO of BMG. And he says they're committed to using AI to optimize revenue and to make sure that artists and songwriters get paid faster. Seems like a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. It's a huge shift from relying on gut feelings to using data to guide your choices. Imagine being able to pitch a song with the confidence of knowing. You have concrete data to back it up.
Yeah. It's like an AI co-pilot helping you navigate the music industry. And think about what this means for discovering new talent. With AI, publishers can unearth hidden gems within their massive catalogs, songs that might have gone unnoticed otherwise.
It's like having a digital archaeologist, helping you sift through all those layers of musical history to find those hidden treasures.
So what's the big takeaway here? AI isn't just some trendy buzzword in the music industry. It's already reshaping how music is discovered, how it's pitched, and even how it's monetized.
Yeah, and we're really just seeing the tip of the iceberg. As AI technology continues to evolve, we can expect even more groundbreaking applications in the coming years.
Which brings us to our final thought for you today. What other industries could benefit from these kinds of AI solutions? And how might AI change the way we experience music in the future? Could it even change the way music is created?
It's a really fascinating world of possibilities to consider. Maybe we'll have AI curating personalized soundtracks for our lives, or composing music that responds to our emotions in real time, or even predicting the next big music trend before it even hits the charts.
The future of music is sounding more and more like science fiction every day. But that's what makes it so exciting. And if you're ready to explore this world of AI and music, Cyanite.ai is a great place to start. They have a ton of resources and insights on their website.
Yeah, it's a treasure trove of information for anyone interested in this intersection of music and technology. And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to come up with the next big AI-powered music innovation.
That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us as we explore this fascinating world of AI and music publishing. Until next time, keep those ears open for the future of music. It's going to be a wild ride.
I can't wait. Yeah, it really does feel like that.